Passage 3. Hello, I'm Callum Robertson, and you're listening to The Music Show on FM 106.5. In the program today, as his latest project rides high in the UK album charts, we focus on Damon Albarn, the driving force behind such bands as Blur, Gorillaz, and now, The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. Damon was born and brought up in London, and while at college, he started playing music with a group who were later to become Blur. The first big commercial success was in 1994 with the first track, Park Life. Damon became one of the musicians most associated with the mid-90s music scene known as Britpop. Britpop was the revival of guitar-based rock pop, and for a few years, there was a fierce competition between Blur and fellow Britpop act Oasis. Oasis were the rough working-class rockers, and Blur were seen as the intelligent art school band. The battle of the Britpop bands was on, and the number one spot was taken by Blur. Damon's next commercial venture was the Gorillaz. The band members were represented by four cartoon characters who all had their own distinctive characters and life stories, which can be found on their website. Their first album, 2001's Gorillaz, sold over 6 million copies and earned them an entry in the Guinness Book of Records as the most successful virtual band. In 2006, Damon formed his current band, a name very similar to the title of a film, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, which starred Clint Eastwood, a famous actor and director. The band released their first single in October of last year. To end here is Damon's favorite track, North Whale.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. What is the name of Damon's band now? Question 33. What do we learn about Blur according to the speaker? Question 34. What is characteristic of Gorillaz? Question 35. What probably inspired Damon to give the name to his current band?